Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, it's Vlad Harris here. I'm no betting man as to where Jalen Hood-Schifino ultimately ends up. But I can tell you one thing, where I'm placing my bets, this college bowl, this NBA season, and this NFL season. It's mybookie.ag. They've been in business for years, got great reviews, and got a great mobile site, so you can bet on the fly. You can bet on player props. Do live bets. They go all kind of ways to make money. So go to mybookie.ag, enter a promo code CHAIR, and it'll match your first deposit bonus. Drop 100, get 100 in. Check out, you guys. It's mybookie. You bet, you win, you get paid. Hey guys, it's Vlad Harris here on the Panther Rants podcast, or Pit Panther Rants and other sports rants, brought to you by Armchair Media. Take a seat. Happy Monday to you guys. Hope you guys are having a happy holiday. And if you're enjoying your time off with your kids, me personally, I'm going to the office today because I got work to do, and I think I've hit every freaking pothole. Every bump of this car could, imagine on this road. So you may hear, bumpy ride, bumpy podcast, I guess you can say. Supposing my car is going to be done by end of today. But I've heard this same bullshit the last 5 days. Oh, yeah, end of the day. End of the day. Well, we got to do this with it. I mean, whatever. And this person, mommy's beeping as if, this light's, people are going to drive faster. Light just turned green, I guess the arrow did, and I guess this person starts beeping. So, I guess I'm just going to stay in the left-hand lane and just drive 10 miles below the speed limit to piss him off. But actually, you know what? The car from me is going 10 miles below the speed limit. So, I hope whatever hurry this person behind me is in is enjoying the little ride. The little scenic slow ride. I should do like a Days of Thunder and just goes, I won't do that. The thing about road rage is it's never worth it. Because you never know who you're dealing with. And sometimes they have mental issues. Like this person. But then again, it's Monday morning. Maybe this person's running late. Oh, well. Enough of that, you guys. But, yeah, I'm going to the office because I got stuff to do, and hopefully my car will be done. They've said the end of the day for the last 5 days, and I'm hoping this Monday's it. But Mondays are usually when, you're trying to figure shit out still. You don't get your stuff actually done till like Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Or you get it done on a late Friday, and then you send the email out saying, hey, it's done. And then you leave, and you bolt for the freaking door. Because, there's always that one person that will reply or want to have a meeting with you, like, right before you leave. Yeah. I always time my emails out. I always know who I'm dealing with. And I know there's always that one person that that'll wait till 3:30, 4:30 to review an email or to review what I did. And meanwhile, I'm trying to pack up and go get my kids because, you know, I work, Lord knows how far from them. So usually what I do here and there is, well, I'll just email the next morning when I get home, I'll just email it and say, hey, you know what? It just didn't go through, you know, before I left. I thought I sent it. Sorry. But I hope you guys are enjoying the holiday. You know, if you got kids, obviously the kids are probably on a high still, and they'll be on the high probably till, when they go back to school or daycare or whatever. And for those of you who listen to this podcast that don't have kids, enjoy the downtime. I'm sure you are. I mean, when I didn't have kids, I can tell you one thing. I was always given the shittiest shifts in terms of IT. I love the 7 to 3:30, 7:30 to 4, 8 to 5:30. You know, I love those shifts. But then they would give me the 9:30 to 6 shift or the 10 to 7 shift. And they would tell me, well, you know, we have to, you know, our coverage is till 7, and, you know, we figure we'd give you the late shift because, you know, you're not married, you don't have any kids, and, you know, you still got plenty of time to go to the bars and get shit-faced, and you get to sleep in while you're at it. You get to be up all night. I mean, they say this stuff as if you have nothing else better to do. And that's the thing, you know, with me, you don't have kids. As you get older, is that people have this stigma where they feel like you have nothing else better to do because you don't have any other responsibilities. Maybe you have a dog. Dog's a responsibility. For damn sure. But I mean, there's other stuff you may want to do, and you don't want to wait till a week and then do it. Or you could do it right, I mean, if you get the luxury to do it after work is always good. But, let's venture away from all that and let's get to some pit stuff. The biggest news of today, well, actually happened late last night. Jalen Hood-Schifino, his uncle is Drew Schifino who played at West Virginia. I think he ultimately ended up at Cal U, but he still had a hell of a college career. And I think he coached the Still Valley briefly. He was actually doing really good, and of course, something happened there. If you follow Drew's timeline, he could tell you. There seemed to be some favoritism there, and of course, obviously some people didn't like, you know, they were kind of jealous of what he was doing. He actually had them winning because they were struggling for so long. And obviously some politics happened there, and he ended up on the outside, which is unfortunate for him because I think he had a pretty promising high school coaching career. I'm not sure what he's doing now, but I mean, I've seen Drew once. Drew actually was at my company Christmas party years and years ago. He was somebody in the company. He was actually, they were dating and dated for, I guess, quite some time, and you know, I got to meet him at the party, and he seemed like a really cool guy. I've interacted on Twitter a few times, and he's actually pretty, pretty laid back dude. Unless you're gonna trash him, maybe he'll bite back. But anyways, Jalen wants to come back home to Pittsburgh to his roots and play for Jeff Capel. I guess he was really excited about the, if you saw his announcement, he wants to play for Jeff Capel. And this is obviously the biggest commitment for Pitt. It's a verbal. And he's a class of 2022. which means he won't be signing for a while. The thing is we've seen this before. I'm happy he signed. I'm not overly excited, though, because a lot can happen between now and when he signs. A lot can change. So I'm not really too excited over this. I'm not going to put, you know, I'm not going to totally buy into it yet because we've seen this before. I mean, Terrell Pryor committed to Pittsburgh basketball. Then he realized how good he was in football and decided to go play for Ohio State. Looking back, I think Pryor should have probably stuck with basketball because he would have been an NBA player in that regard as well. He would have been a star, but he would have made a lot more money than he did in football. In football, Pitt wanted him as a wide receiver. That was his future. Dave obviously was very hard up about the pro-style QB, so we ultimately lost out on him. And who knows if he would have came anyway, if we're being honest. But everyone said his future was in was wide receiver, and eventually he realized that, and he did sign a nice contract with the Skins. Well, I think it was a one-year deal, actually. He did really well in Cleveland. Cleveland offered him a better deal, but for some reason he took the Redskins deal, and he ended up out of the league. So I'm not sure what the hell happened there. I would have stuck with Cleveland because they gave him the opportunity, and he should have stuck with them. It was like, I mean, Cleveland sucks, so it doesn't matter how you perform. I mean, as long as you're getting your numbers, who cares? But we had this with Maverick Rowland, Mustafa Heron. We've always had these early verbal commits, and then they ultimately change their minds. Maverick, his dad got some job with some shoe company and moved them and got himself. Wanted to get more exposure, so he ended up leaving Pitt for NC State. And he didn't play much, and he ended up trying to go to the draft. Good job, good effort. I think he's now overseas. Mustafa Heron is still floating around somewhere, I think. I think he's in his sixth year. I don't know. It's been a long time. No, actually, his first year was Kevin Stallings' first year, so it's been at least 4 years now. So he's still around. That's about it. But on the flip side of it, let's go with the more positive side. Maybe Jalen's commitment sets off a chain of events where all these other recruits start taking notice and saying, hey, man, he committed to Pitt with Jeff Capel. Maybe these guys are happening. We got to go over there, man, and go play for Jeff Capel. And maybe Jalen says, hey, you know what, you guys? They are happening. I'm going to recruit you guys as well. Let's get the hell over to Oakland and play for Pitt at the Pete. And let's win the ACC and let's compete for a national title. So all you 5-stars, let's go to Pitt, man, because Jeff is happening. The program's happening. They got these cool-ass uniforms and cool-ass merchandise. And the court, man, they just remodeled it. Man, let's go over to Pitt, man. Join me. That could be what's happening here. And let's hope it is. Let's hope that Jalen's commitment sets off our chain of events and says, hey, you know what? You 2020, 2021 guys, get your ass over to Pitt, man. I'm going to be there. Let's go win this damn national championship. Let's get to the Final Four. Hell, let's get the NCAA tournament because it's been so long since we've been there. A lot of things. So the flip two sides of it. One, he could eventually decommit, gets more sexier offers, you know, from the big schools. Or, you know, his commitment says, hey, you know what, Pitt's happening. There's a lot to, a lot to figure out here. And, of course, fellas, you know, sometimes dating can be a recruiting game. You're always trying to recruit your loved one, your significant other. Every day, you're recruiting her, courting her, and you always got to be ready. But sometimes, you know, there's times when you're not. Stress of the holidays, bank account is empty, the bowl season could be a pain, although Pitt did win their bowl game. So, but then again, you may have went to Detroit and empty out some more money. So a lot of stress, and you have to get back to work. But let us help you, as we got the big booster that's going to help you not lose your recruit to other big things. Yes, BlueChew.com. Blue Chew, it's blue like the pill. Got the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but it's chewable, so it's going to work a lot faster. And it's going to keep you above those other big opportunities. You can take them any day, evening, daytime, on a full empty stomach. So go to BlueChew.com, enter the promo code ARMCHAIR, and get your first order free. All you have to do is pay the $5 for shipping, guys. All right, guys, we're back at it. Go to the Pitt store, you guys. I know you saw the Quick Lane Bowl, and it was exciting. Pitt won a bowl game. Get your Quick Lane Bowl Champion t-shirt at the Pitt store. I sure as hell did. I got my shirt. I ordered that damn thing. I was like, oh my God, it's real. Take my damn money. So I got the Quick Lane Bowl shirt, but I also got the Quick Lane Bowl Champions t-shirt. And as I don't know what to say about this win. I mean, this win is, I mean, the bowl is itself, it's almost like Roadhouse. It's almost like one of those bad B-rated movies that you can't stop watching, but it's because it's so good. You know, it's like Die Hard, Roadhouse, Ski Patrol, which is another thing. My friend texted me about Ski Patrol and said, you know, I forgot how really good this movie was. He said, but there's so. He said, but there's so much political correctness in this movie that it's, you know, that's pretty much what the '80s movies were for the most part. You know, you had a lot of political incorrectness. There's a lot of stuff you can't do in these, you know, that were done in these movies you can't do today because, you know, a lot of uproar. But yeah, I mean, this enjoying this win is almost like joining like a bad B-rated movie where it's so bad but it's so good at the same time. I mean, all those one-liners. I mean, you could say Die Hard was a B movie because, you know, it wasn't like an obviously an Emmy winning movie. Maybe it was. I don't know. I haven't looked at its awards, but it's one of those many Bruce's many one-liners. I mean, of course, if you go to, you know, like same with Roadhouse. I mean, Patrick Swayze had all those one-liners. But, of course, he had to do something to make himself look tough after Dirty Dancing. And that was pretty much the follow-up to this, because I guess. And then he had Tango and Cash. Well, no, it wasn't Tango and Cash. It was the other one with Keanu Reeves. He had that one as well. I mean, Patrick Swayze had to get his tough guy, mentality back, because obviously he was, you know, he was the contemporary adult in terms of acting after, with Dirty Dancing. Because it's like, it's almost like you go from being a punk band to doing contemporary adult music. And then you go back to punk. You know, I guess you could say it's what Green Day did for a bit. And Blink-182, although Blink-182 hovers between contemporary and punk kind of way. I mean, they try to go, they try to sound grown up. At the same time, try to keep their immaturity roots. You know, from, you know, to what's my age again. But as far as the bowl game goes, I was pretty happy about this. And at the end of the day, I was happy. I'm not going to bitch. I bitched the whole entire bowl game about it, about what was going on. The fact that Pitt was getting out-coached, especially on defense. There was a lot of things that Eastern Michigan was doing that that was fooling our defense. And to our credit, though, the defense did wake up in the second half. They only allowed 10 points to Eastern Michigan. In the second half, Pitt outscoring 17-10, which is another big thing. Pitt actually got 17 points in the second half. That's one thing we're not talking about here. Now, talk about the outscored Eastern Michigan 17-10 in the second half. But yeah, Pitt was pretty much outcoached, especially on defense. Eastern Michigan had it. Well, of course, they had, you know, in order for Eastern Michigan to win this game, they were going to have to outcoach Pitt, and they had a good game plan. It's just at the end of the day, they ran out of options. And it was all downhill from there. I mean, pretty much, when Kenny Pickett hit Tasty Mac for the touchdown, that was it for Eastern Michigan, because they had no way out of it. They couldn't scheme their way to a victory. And on top of that, their starting quarterback got ejected for hitting a player. And Pitt played very disciplined, whereas Eastern Michigan did not. They had two guys ejected. Both teams had at least one fumble. But Pitt kept their cool, and, you know, and on top of that, almost all of Pitt's defense is coming back because they're not going to the draft. I mean, Jalen Twyman's coming back, which I really don't understand. I think you should go get paid and come back and get your degree. But the guys from Full of Pitt, Matt O'Lantern, he mentioned to me that, hey, you know, he has a chance to come back and you know, improve his draft stock, so he could get he may get drafted this time, but he may get a higher you know, he may get drafted to a better round next year. So point taken, Matt O'Lantern. Although I don't know if that's your real Twitter name, but I really don't feel like looking up right now. But check those guys out. They have a nice podcast. I shouldn't say nice, neat maybe. Nah, nice, neat, funny. Any way you want to do it, go check them out. They usually do like Pitt Bingo. They've been doing it for the football games mostly. I don't know if they've done it for basketball yet. I don't know. But yeah, check them out. They're on iTunes, I believe, Spotify. They're all over every freaking podcast platform like mine is. I mean, if you see, I mean, we're everywhere. Because everyone tells you, hey, you know, you can upload it here, or you can put it here. iHeartRadio, yeah. But I looked at the stats last night, and obviously Kenny Pickett had one hell of a game. Maurice French had a hell of a game, and it was funny, because during the game, he was breaking records, and I figured he would end up with 30 catches for like 80 yards, because that's how his season's been for the most part. But he had a pretty breakout game, and one thing, they threw the ball downfield at one time, and he scored a touchdown. Eventually, we forgot about Taysier Mack, And it was funny because on the final drive, he dropped the pass. And I mentioned, well, it's probably because he probably didn't realize that they were throwing the ball to him because, you know, French was hurt. But he made a hell of a catch in the end zone. And Davis, the running back, made a hell of a block on that play as well. I was hoping we'd run the ball more, and we really didn't because, you know, Eastern Michigan's weakness is our run defense. But our offensive line has been very inconsistent. Has been overall, the offensive line just hasn't been good. And you hope for better progress next year. Heather Likes said that there's no, you know, there's not going to be any changes, that they believe in continuity. And supposedly one of their people on their staff was, you know, was courted, and she, they took care of that person. They gave him a raise. My guess is probably Randy Bates is what I'm guessing. I'm not sure if it's the offensive coordinator we just hired. Although Penn State just hired an offensive coordinator, so maybe they were looking at Mark Whipple as well. Who knows? I don't know that. But Heather, you know, believes in continuity, and, you know, these guys will be here for a while. So hopefully we see better progress next year. Overall, you know, they won 8 games, which is what a lot of us expected. We just didn't, you know, expect how they would win it. But let's hope for better results next season. We got most of our defensive line coming back. Paris Ford, I guess they're trying to get DeMar Hamlin another year. And Paris Ford, he's still debating on whether he's going to go to the draft or not. I don't know. I think he really wants to go play in the pros. I think he really wants to, but I think he knows that his prospects aren't that great. They're good, actually. It's just he'll probably get picked up. But you wonder, how, you know, is it going to be really worth it for him to go this year? You know, does he know for sure he'll get drafted in a decent round? And if his opportunity will be decent? I think it's really what ultimately is going to be the case. Is it really going to be worth it for him? But I'll take, you know, the defensive line, you know, being intact is good, and I think Amir Watts was out. I don't know if it was Amir Watts. There was another player that was out before the season began. Hey, I'll take these guys coming back full strength. And, of course, French, you know, French graduates. Taysir Mack, you know, Jared Wayne. We just need a running back. And we need a, you know, our offensive line needs to make progress, and we should be good to go. But, you know, the entire bowl game, he bitched about how things were, and it's totally understandable. They pulled the one out at the end. They made it exciting for us and everybody who watched the game. And on top of that, the fight overseed what, you know, the entire game itself. So nobody really cared how we, the manner of how we won the game. It wasn't like Miami who got beat 14-0 to Louisiana Tech. The problem with Miami is they have really good athletes. They just don't have a quarterback. And they haven't had one probably since Ken Dorsey. Just someone competent that can run that offense and get the ball to those guys. I mean, at the end of the day, we lost it because we blew the game. And, you know, we can't really, you know, it happened. We can't, there's nothing we can do about that. The season's over. It all happened. We can't do anything about that either. It's over. We finished 8-5. We'll take it. And as far as the rest of the bowl season goes, you know, Penn State won their bowl game against Memphis. That was a high-scoring affair. I wasn't expecting that. As far as the college football playoffs go, we got Clemson playing LSU, which is no surprise. I thought Ohio State would beat Clemson. I was hoping, I was thinking Ohio State could win it all. It'd been fun to have them do it to piss off the SEC talking heads, but that's not going to happen. A lot of people are going to bitch about the targeting call that happened, but by all technicalities, it was targeting. Did it change the course of the game? I don't think it did. It may have changed momentum. But at the end of the day, Clemson woke up. And Ohio State had an opportunity to blow out Clemson. They didn't do it. So I can't really, you can't totally feel bad for Ohio State. They got to the goal line several times and couldn't punch it in. And they kept settling for field goals. It was 16-0. Before you knew it, though, Clemson came back and made it a two-point game at halftime. It was 16-14. And Ohio State had every opportunity to put them out in the second half. They even had the lead. But Clemson scored and got the two-point conversion. And then Ohio State at the end had the final drive, and it looked like they were gonna pull this off, but the receiver for Ohio State didn't finish his route. Clemson jumped on it, and that was the end of the ball game. So you can't really blame the targeting for that. Ohio State had an opportunity to win this game, and they just didn't do it. But of course, everybody's gonna focus on that one thing only. And as that call in the first half. Now, as far as the Oklahoma-LSU game goes, I mean, we all expected LSU to win that one. It's just, I thought Oklahoma would give them a game. But as you saw how the game progressed in the first half, it was basically a high school team versus a college team. I felt bad for Jalen Hurts. Mainly because they really didn't. He had a hell of a year for Oklahoma. It's just that LSU took a lot away from Oklahoma's offense, and Oklahoma really had nothing to counter them at all, other than that fluky touchdown early in the game on bad coverage, and of course there was a pass interference call that got missed, but that was a tough call to make because I don't think the refs. Well, for one thing. It looked like Hurts was throwing the ball away, and it just happened to land in that receiver's vicinity and hit him. And I don't think the refs saw the grab. That just happens. But regardless, Oklahoma didn't do enough to show any type of that they were able to counter LSU. But all in all, Oklahoma had a hell of a season, and they deserve to be in that. That Final Four. People are going to say Georgia, but Georgia didn't win their games. I mean, if Georgia was any in our conference, we would be considering them to be a playoff participant. That's just, the entitlement of the SEC. Oh, well, guys. Have a great New Year's. In fact, I need to go get some alcohol before this day is over. I got to pick up some more White Claw. I know that sounds cheesy, right? That I'm drinking White Claw, but at age 40, I will say that three drinks is pretty much my limit before I start getting really buzzed because my tolerance has gone downhill since having kids. But I could drink some microbrews, but I drink three White Claws. I'm buzzed as hell, and the next morning I don't feel like shit the next day, whereas the IPAs and the microbrews do. So
go with that. Plus, the alcohol breath's easier to hide. Oh yeah, I also need sauerkraut and kielbasa and hot dogs and all the ingredients to make sauerkraut. I got to do that later today as well. Oh, well, guys, have a great holiday. Quick Lane Bowl champions. And we got a 5-star recruit. It's a great day to be a Panther, you guys. Hail to Pitt. Bye.